On this Thursday afternoon, the 13th day of November, we're joined by Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana, to take up the marketplace. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
I bet you're warmer there than we are here.
Yeah, probably, but it feels awful cold down here with the high humidity. That kind of gives you kind of an extra kick to the chill factor down here. And this morning it was like 36 and rainy when I came to work, and I haven't been outside. I think it's maybe warmed up a few degrees, but we're in for some pretty cold temperatures, I guess, for the next 7 or 8 days or so.
Well,
so it must be going to be cold up there, too.
Huh? Yeah, it's going to be cold, and a little on the dry side. We get to walk across the floors in socks and then shock ourselves when we touch things.
Well, I'm hoping I bring a warm front up when I come up here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you'll be here for our first ever Farm Assets Conference. That's the Monday before Thanksgiving. I'm really glad you'll be able to be here and talk about the marketplace.
That might be a fun day to talk about the market.
Well, I hope so. I really hope that it will be. Should be a fantastic day. Looking forward to having you here. Why don't you preview what you think we'll be talking about that day?
Well, I myself is taking a long-term bullish stance. I think the longer-term cycles are turning up here, so I'm probably going to have a bullish stance. Some of my short-term work would maybe indicate that we might be nearing a short-term high at that point in time. So this market, as I mentioned on Commodity Week this last week, that if you couldn't get this market to turn down this week and have a seasonal decline that you normally see in corn into late November, early December, soybeans really don't have much of a climb, but they do have a period of softness in late November. But then by the time December 1 comes around, your seasonals kick to the upside and is pretty strong as you go on into the growing season. Since this thing has not turned down and we're basically almost halfway through the month of November and we're posting new highs for the fall rally. Soybeans did it yesterday. Corn and wheat futures posted new highs for the fall rally here today. I would say that monthly seasonal pattern that we're going counter-seasonal, and when something goes counter-seasonal, it's very vicious. And in this case, it would imply it could be very vicious to the upside. You know, maybe when we get into late November, first part of December, might be a selling opportunity. That would just be my guess, and I guess we'll see how good my guess is in a couple of weeks. Well, that would definitely help everybody out, especially Illinois, because it looks like Illinois is the sweet spot this year across the Corn Belt with the big yields. I'm sure there's some out there in our audience that didn't have the super big yields, but when you look at your statewide averages, Illinois was definitely the sweet spot. Well, farmers are going to need that time the state of Illinois starts raising taxes on them. Land taxes are going up 10% a year now. Well, that unfunded liability, they're going to have to get it someplace. Well, I'd never want to talk anyone out of selling because, you know, they're the ones that look at their books. They're the ones that know what their yields are. They're the ones that know what their costs are, and they know what's going to make the operation scour and get everybody a paycheck. Soybeans could be a little tricky because we did have a reversal down yesterday, but it was not validated. We had an inside up day. So probably tomorrow is going to be kind of key if the market could break above today's high point. And it looks like everybody's expecting another big weekly export sales report here tomorrow. And if we do get that, then that continues to fundamentally support the need for the market to pull beans into the pipeline, to crush, to meet the meal demand, and to bring beans down here to the Gulf to export. So we'll have to, you know, our export sales are running above last year's fast pace. So we're definitely needing soybeans, at least in the near term. And that should keep this market, I think, generally firm. I just anything can happen in this type of environment, but it just looks to me at the moment that the bean market is poised to maybe stay firm, you know, maybe as you go on into the first of the year. I think December meal deliveries could get a little interesting, and then when you go into January, you get into all three, soybeans, meal, and oil, will all be in delivery process, and that could be quite interesting depending upon what the winter weather is. And you know, because the export demand is, we need a lot of beans to fill that need out there.
As you look forward then into the end of this year and to the beginning of next year, what are your cycles telling you that should happen?
Well, this goes back to my old Zwicker cycle letter days, and I always watched a 40 to 45 week corn cycle and a kind of a 36 to 39 week soybean cycle, and I believe the early October's those are lows of both the 38 type week soybean cycle and 40 week corn cycle. So if you just take half of that, I would say the market has a shot at maybe moving up 20 weeks. That's not going to be straight up. That's going to be some ups and downs because there's a bunch of smaller cycles that work inside those cycles. But I'm kind of in the camp that this thing is going to go higher on everybody, and it may even turn out to be somewhat seasonal in nature. Totally opposite, I know, of what the fundamentals would imply. I mean, I don't even look at them. They're so bearish. And I think that's why this market's going up, is everybody's been looking at them and trying to sell into this thing, and it ain't working. I mean, we're already 68 cents off our low in December corn, with corn making new highs for the year here. Soybeans looks like they're about $1.50 off their lows, $1.45, and you know, soybeans, the market bulls really took the shorts to the cleaners in October with the big drop off in open interest, and I'm about to believe that the bulls are about going to do that to corn. Corn has a nice little head and shoulders bottom formation in the March contract. We closed above the neckline here today. If that head and shoulders bottom is confirmed here with a good solid weekly close above that neckline, then all of a sudden you could begin to talk about 450 corn. But, you know, even with tonight's closes on March corn at 498, we did trade $4. So that means we only got a dollar to go before we hit five.
On that, I think I'll let you go. And we can find out on Monday the 24th. How about that? Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana.